if it's morning, why, good morning, sir. Yeah. Or ma'am, whoever
okay.
it is.
Okay. And let's see. If you're introduced to a stranger, what do you say, usually?
I say, good morning, how are you?
Okay. If somebody's leaving after a visit, they've been over to see you, and they're leaving, and you might, what would you say?
Bye.
Okay.
Come back.
All right. How would you greet somebody about December 25th?
Christmas Eve.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd say to them?
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Okay. Anything else?
Hmm?
Anything else?
No, as I know of.
Okay. What would you say to somebody about January 1st?
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Have a great year.
Okay. And anything you might say to somebody by way of appreciation besides thank you? Anything else?
I appreciate it.
Okay. You might say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. And say you went downtown and you made a purchase and the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he
made a ticket of it?
A bigger piece of paper. He took a package and
wrapped it up.
Okay. And when you got home, you did what?
Just opened it up, tore it out.
Okay. If a storekeeper sold something for $2 that he'd paid $2.50 for, you'd say he'd be selling it
under price.
Okay. You might say, boy, that sure is a nice tractor, but I can't buy it because it's
too high.
Okay, if what too much?
Well, about $500, $1,000.
Okay, yeah. Those things are expensive now, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are.
Worse than a car. Well, maybe not worse than a car.
Your car's going up, too.
When it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is
due.
Okay. And to stay in good standing in a club, you have to pay your
dues.
Okay. If you need to cut the grass and you don't have a lawnmower, you go over to a neighbor and ask to.
I better just go buy one.
Okay.
The way I do.
If you can't buy one, you might have to do what?
Borrow it.
Okay. And you say back in the 30s. The 1930s, money was real what?
It's cheaper.
Okay, yeah. And let's see, you might say those things are about as what as hen's teeth?
Scarce.
Okay, and is there any place around here to swim?
Well, there's a swimming pool and creek.
Yeah. Did you ever swim in a creek?
Oh, did I? I raised in a creek.
Yeah. Yeah, so you
I'm a country boy.
Yeah. Did y'all ever jump off the bank or off a tree or something?
Oh, yeah. I had a twin bud. We had a creek going through the place. We called has a swimming hole and a fishing hole.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. How late in the year can you swim?
Oh, I don't know. I avoid in the water with little ice around the edge of it.
Ooh, crazy person.
No, and it surprises you until you get out if there's some wind blowing. That's when you get cold,
yeah.
A little breeze.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's a place down, where is it? It's at San Marcos, down south of Austin. There's a big swimming hole right in the middle of town. Mm-hmm. And they have a thing they can jump off. Kind of a tire swing, and they can jump off that tire swing in the water. You know, it's really nice. Did y'all ever have anything like
that? No, I never was no expert at that.
Yeah, me either.
I've jumped off the banks, dove in the water.
Yeah.
Swim when it's up, float down the stream, and it's running.
Uh-huh. Let's see. If you dive in and you hit the water flat,